power-to-weight ratio. Did you know there are no muscles in your fingers? Their function is controlled by muscles in your palms and arms. That's also a fact. And now you're looking at your hand. Creepy. Acura. Less talk, more drive. Visit your local dealer to learn more facts.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. We're already getting hints of the bitter fight ahead over a possible nomination to the Supreme Court by President Trump in the Senate today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says there's so much riding on the justice election.
The right to join a union, marry who you love, freely exercise your right to vote. The right of a parent with a child who has cancer not to watch helpless as their son or daughter suffers without proper health care.
While Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the precedent favors a nomination.
8 times in our nation's history, new vacancies have arisen and presidents have made nominations all during the election year. 7 of the 8 were confirmed.
Democrats are protesting the Republican steps to replace the liberal Ginsburg with a conservative. Meanwhile, the body of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose this week at the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has announced that Ginsburg's casket will arrive in front of the court just before 9:30 a.m. Wednesday. At that time, a private ceremony will take place in the court's Great Hall. That gathering to include Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court. After that, her body will lie in repose under the portico at the top of the front steps of the Supreme Court building to allow for public viewing outdoors. The public is invited to pay their respects in front of the building on Wednesday and Thursday. Ginsburg passed away on Friday at age 87 after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. Bob Agnew reporting.
The United States has applied additional sanctions on Iran on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The Trump administration has always been honest about what the Iranian regime really is. A radical revolutionary and the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism and anti-Semitism.
The president said his actions today send a clear message to the Iranian regime and those in the international community who refuse to stand up to Iran. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 509 points, the NASDAQ dropped 14, the S&P lower by 38, oil down to $39.31 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Excuse me, have you ever discussed life insurance?
Well,
sort of.
Have you talked about who'll pay the mortgage if one of you passes?
We definitely haven't talked about that.
Well, then you should talk to SelectQuote. SelectQuote shops for you, getting you quotes from some of the country's most trusted companies, finding you the right coverage with the right carrier at the right price in minutes.
Is it affordable?
Well, how affordable does $500,000 in coverage for as little as a dollar a day sound?
That's great. We can afford that.
To get your free quote, call 1-800-212-1166 or go to SelectQuote.com today and get the protection they need at a price you can afford. That's 1-800-212-1166 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
It's 304. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Floor County bars are now reopened. That's right. The state COVID-19 task force approved the move from reviewing the improved metrics of the Clark County in case numbers, testing, and positivity rates The Clark County positivity rate for the coronavirus has dropped from a peak of 17% at the end of July down to 8.6% just last week. Nevada as a whole has moved from the red to the yellow zone, ranking in the White House coronavirus task force status. Well, it wasn't a holiday weekend, but the traffic was backed up again yesterday on the 15 headed back to Southern California. RTC officials report traffic was backed up for some 6 miles on the way out of Las Vegas to California yesterday. On Labor Day weekend, the road back into California was backed up some 22 miles. Well, about 4 years after beginning the talk about relocating to Las Vegas, the Raiders will finally take the field tonight in an empty Allegiant Stadium, which is basically right across the street from the radio station here, across the freeway anyway. The Raiders' Monday night football matchup with New Orleans is still drawing fans. They're already congregating in front of the stadium.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And a quick check of the traffic cams, and I do see some congestion outside of the stadium there on Al Davis Way and Hacienda. Also, we're getting some slow flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, mainly between Sunset and Sahara.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday. That means Victor Jakes, Scott Hammond will join us. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, will join us as well. We are now down to 43 days and counting. Big day today here in Southern Nevada. The Las Vegas Raiders kickoff against the Saints, Monday Night Football, Allegiant Stadium, and an empty. As gentleman Jim said, it's going to be empty. This is going to be something to see. I can't wait to see what it looks like, because they haven't had like big tours or anything where you can go in and look at it. I'm excited about it. Tell you what, let's do a check in and see what he thinks. Victor Jakes joining us, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal, and he joins us. You getting excited about kicking off a new era of football in this town?
Well, it is exciting. I mean, it's an exciting thing. You see, $750 million worth of taxpayers' money. It's nice to, see something, even if you weren't happy about the use of taxpayer funds. At least it's open, and hopefully there'll be fans in there soon.
In the end, was it worth it?
No, I don't think it was worth it at all. I mean, it's worth it if you're the owner of the Raiders. It's worth it if you're a huge football fan, obviously. It's worth it if you're one of the politicians who gets to claim that, oh, look at all these jobs I created. But I don't think it was a good use of taxpayer dollars. And, I just think government funding private businesses is always a mistake.
Now, we build this brand-new stadium, and then we say, but you got to do at least the first season. Who knows? Maybe the second season, for all I know. You have to do at least one season absolutely empty, no ticket revenues. The Raiders are going to lose. I got to imagine they're going to lose a ton of dough. My question is, how do these teams, not just the Raiders, but other NFL teams survive in this environment financially?
Well, I mean, of all the businesses, I'm not feeling too bad for, you know, the billionaires who own NFL franchises. But, I mean, it certainly will affect their revenues. It certainly will, you know, reduce their revenues. And then, you know, everyone who worked, you know, was planning on working in the stadium, and even if it was only part-time, I mean, that's money that people aren't earning. Those are seats or rooms that aren't getting filled at the hotels. And, you know, Las Vegas is based on bringing people in for big events, and that's not happening. And it really is a shame that they're closing the stadium for this season. I mean, there is absolutely no reason in the world you can't fill that thing at 50% capacity or 30% capacity and keep tons of space in between people. I mean, at this point, it's just showmanship. It's just ridiculous. Open the stadium up. Keep, you know, two seats between everybody, but it's just nuts.
Who do we blame for that? Is it Mark Davis? Is it the governor? Is it the president? I mean, you know, I mean, these guys all kind of shut us down, with the exception of Mark Davis, who had no hand in that. But I'm curious who you think's at fault for this.
Well, I mean, at this point, it's Sisolak. I mean, the Las Vegas Motor Speedway wanted 8,000 people up there this weekend, and they have 80,000-person capacity. So they were at 10% capacity outside, and the governor's office wouldn't let them do it.
What did they decide to do?
They're just running with no fans. I mean, they're just doing the same thing as the Raiders Stadium.
But wow!
It's
outdoors.
Going
it's,
over the top.
It's outdoors.
And it's outdoors. I mean, it'd be like saying, you know, next year it's like, well, the season of flu's coming around. It looks like it's gonna be a bad flu season. You know, got to keep everybody you know, away from each other. It's just nothing in life is risk free. So evaluate the risk, see if that's where you want to take a risk. Getting in your car and driving to the grocery store is not a risk-free activity. It just doesn't exist. And this idea that, you know, oh, Governor Sisolak's going to come in and save everyone from coronavirus by shutting everything down. No, it didn't happen. Coronavirus came, it ran its way through the population, and now it's declining because that's what it's done everywhere. It comes, it hits people, you prepare for it the best you can, and then it dips. And, you know, hopefully there's not a second wave, but there could be. But at some point, you just have to move on with your life.
How do we undo, and I know there have been court cases of different things, unsuccessful at least so far. How do we undo this? I mean, how do we get the governor either voluntarily or not voluntarily to back down from this this order? They just opened up the bars, but you still have to do a lot of the crazy stuff using every other machine and things like that. How do we take control back from the governor?
I mean, I think in the short term, it's public pressure. I mean, he's seen his approval rating drop by 20 points. And last week, what happened was so fascinating with those bars is Marilyn Kirkpatrick, Democrat, county commission chair, and all the local mayors here who are Democrats, you know, Mayor Lee, I guess Carol Goodman's an independent, but, you know, certainly not anyone's conservative. They all signed a letter asking the governor's coronavirus task force to basically remove all restrictions. And they sent that to him on Tuesday. And then all of a sudden, Wednesday, Sisolak's out there saying, oh, we're going to look at, you know, relaxing gathering restrictions on churches and conventions or business gatherings. And then Thursday, they reopened the bars, you know, as of Monday. I think he is responding to pressure behind the scenes. I think, you know, basically, people are at a breaking point where it's just like, this is ridiculous. It's just too much. There's not the health payout for the economic damage it's doing. And so I think that's going to just keep happening.
I've talked with a lot of bar owners. By the way, Victor Jake's joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I've talked with a number of bar owners, and a lot of them are not certain they're going to be able to continue. Even if the governor would open everything up today, their return on investment, their profit margin is like 3%, and these places say that a lot of them are probably going to go under. You agree with that? Have you heard that too?
I mean, it certainly wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you look at, you know, bars, restaurants. I mean, they are not, you know, these huge profit margin businesses. I mean, they're basically just, you know, skimming by and trying to, you know, get as many people in the door as possible to help their margins. And yes, I think you're going to see a lot of job loss. I mean, I think the nationwide, you've seen hundreds of thousands of jobs lost or companies closed already. And I certainly think that's going to happen. I mean, look, if you've taken out a loan thinking my business is going to be open, and why wouldn't it be? Because, you know, we're not in some dictatorial country where the government just comes in and shuts businesses down, or at least we shouldn't be. It's hard to make payments. It's hard to just afford the rent, to afford the supplies, to pay employees when there's no revenue coming in.
That's incredible. The big news of the weekend was the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I've got to ask you, Kevin, dying to ask you this. You know, she is supposedly a judicial icon. She was. What'd she get? 96-0. Is that what it was?
96-3, I think.
96-3, and everybody's saying, "Well, we need." In fact, I heard. I think it was Biden or somebody to saying we need another Ruth Bader Ginsburg that can be confirmed. 96-3. I don't think there's a human being alive today that could survive at 96-3. It just is not. It's a different political world, is it not?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, basically, you know, you go back before Robert Bork, and judicial nominees were simply confirmed if they were qualified legally. I mean, if they had checked the proper legal boxes, they got confirmed. And what's happened over the decades is Democrats have basically turned the Supreme Court into a pseudo legislative branch. I mean, it's what, you know, legalized abortion. It's what legalized, you know, gay marriage throughout the entire country. And so Democrats are, you know, basically realize, well, look, we can't get our policy priorities through Congress. We're just going to have them imposed by the judiciary. And so they started acting in that way. And so if you believe in the Constitution and you believe what the Constitution says and you limit your interpretation to what the Constitution says instead of what Democrats would like it to say, Democrats are going to vote against you. And, you know, if you're someone who believes the Constitution is a means to achieving your preferred policies, then Republicans should vote against you. And they haven't always done that, but they certainly should.
This is going to be amazing what happens. Do you think there are, and I know there have been two Republicans, Murkowski and Susan Collins of Maine, who have already said they are opposed to going forward with the nomination now. The president has said he's going to fast-track, beginning either Friday or Saturday, a female nominee for the Supreme Court. Do you think he will be successful?
You know, I do. If I had to bet on it, I do think he's going to be successful. I think that Romney is going to, evaluate the person based on their merits, and maybe they lose Gardner. I know McSally's in a tight race down in Arizona, but I think. The problem is for anyone running for re-election, maybe Susan Collins is the exception, maybe not, is that if you vote against the nominee, you're sunk. I mean, you're just going to lose because Republicans aren't going to vote for you out of pure disgust. I don't think the political pressure works for Republicans to say, well, don't vote for the nominee, because if you don't vote for the nominee, you're sunk. And so then it's just a matter of, you know, well, is Mitt Romney just not like Trump enough to be super spiteful? You know, maybe. But I think he'll come around, and then I think the rest of the Republicans will as well.
More with Victor Jenks coming up, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You stay right where you are. 43 days away from Election Day, and October 17, believe it or not, is the first day of early voting here in Nevada. It's showtime. That's exactly what it is. And then we got debates coming up beginning the 29th, next Tuesday. And we got major news on that front coming up in just a bit. So be listening at 3:35, and I've got major news about the debate. We'll do that and a whole lot more. Victor Jenks joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
A gaming analyst has called a huge gaming company's new business model unappealing. Uh-oh. Howard Stutz from CDC Gaming Reports joins me with insight.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we've been talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her passing and what that meant to our society. I want to move it into the political realm, in particular for guys like Cory Gardner and different members of the U.S. Senate. Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And how much of a toll will be taken by Republicans who say, let's go forward, let's do it now, let's do what the Constitution tells us to do? Is this going to be the death knell for some of these senators from the Republican side?
You know, it certainly wasn't in 2018. You know, I think if anything, the Kavanaugh hearings really helped Republicans because of just how far Democrats went in attacking him and how baseless the charges were that they came up against him with. So I honestly don't think we know. I think we know that Democrats are going to go too far with whoever it is. I think this is something certainly that will get Democrats motivated. But you look back to 2016, there was a open Supreme Court seat, and if anything, I think it motivated more Republicans than it did Democrats. And so I just don't think we know what's going to happen. And that's one of the things that makes it the next 45 days so fascinating.
Give me your sense, kind of the snapshot view of where we are in this thing. You've got the president going out on the road. He's out on the road again, I think, this afternoon. You've got Joe Biden kind of inching away from Delaware and from Pennsylvania. He's been to Florida once. Where do you think this race is right now? And all the polling that you've heard of, both good and bad for the president, where are we?
Well, I think we're close. I mean, I think you would have to say that Biden is ahead. I think what's so interesting about the race is, the president's really made some impressive gains with minority voters. I mean, it doesn't mean he's going to win a majority, but it looks like he'll win at least a third of Hispanic votes nationwide, which would be the highest since George W. Bush in 2004. He certainly made inroads into the African American community, especially African American males. But he's lost older white seniors, and those two things are kind of offsetting, and they're kind of helping him in Florida, but hurting him in the Midwest, in Michigan, and in Wisconsin. And so I think it's gonna be really interesting to see, is there anything that Trump can do to bring those, older white seniors back who, probably aren't a big fan of the bombast. I mean, obviously, some people are very much so, but I think some people are kind of just tired of the political back and forth. And so, honestly, I think talking about the Supreme Court is probably a pretty good thing for Trump and Senate Republicans to be able to talk about.
I just want to ask you, because, we talk about what all this is going to mean and, things like the Supreme Court replacement. I've been seeing a lot of Biden ads. I know you have too. Man, they're spending a ton of money here in Nevada. But a lot of it has to do with health care. When I look at, what's important to people, health care is like third or fourth on most people's list. They want a lot of seats on health care in 2018. My question is, is Obamacare, is it back on the ballot again?
In a lot of ways, I think Democrats would love for that to be on the ballot. I mean, they've certainly pinned their hopes on the coronavirus. I mean, they pinned it on impeachment, and now they pinned it on coronavirus. And I think what they're realizing is, well, look, we were going to have some sort of plan, or at least, attack President Trump about some sort of issue that's not those two things. And, healthcare did very well for them 2 years ago. And so I think it's a smart play to come back and to talk about that. And I think it's also a sign that Democrats don't think the race is where I think a lot of just, general people think the race is. They know that they've got to deliver a strong closing argument. And it's going to be interesting to see how effective that argument ends up being.
But healthcare and Obamacare, all of these things are things, I always call them kind of the listener benefit or voter benefit thing. Hey, if you elect me, I'm going to do this for you, and it's going to be good for you, and you're going to like it, and you're going to love it. But when I think of Obamacare, I know the president has talked about his own Obamacare plan, but I haven't seen it. Do you know what the Trump Obamacare package is?
No, I think that's one of the things. The president has really talked about, we're going to have a healthcare replacement, and we're going to have a plan, and then not just the president, but Republicans more broadly, and they haven't really come out with anything. And part of that is that the pre-existing conditions mandate on insurance companies is very popular. But it also makes healthcare very expensive, and so Republicans, have been averse basically to going out and saying, look, this is what's driving up the cost of insurance. for those who are truly uninsurable, let's create a program at the state level to help them. But, you know, everyone else, if you've got, you know, a family history of, or you have diabetes, well, your premiums are probably going to be a little bit more. Just like if you're 17, you've been in three car accidents, your premiums are going to be a little more. And so, you know,